Monsanto, the manufacturer of Roundup, may have known that Roundup and other weed killers were likely linked to organ damage and cancer. This information was hidden from the public as proprietary trade secret since 1981, and Monsanto may have failed to warn of the potential risk of cancer. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with cancer after being exposed to Roundup or other weed killers, you may be entitled to significant compensation. Call us now at 800-308-0081. Our network of attorneys are ready to fight for you. You'll pay nothing unless there's a recovery in your favor. Call now for a free consultation at 800-308-0081. You must protect your legal rights. Call 800-308-0081. Again, 800-308-0081.
We're back here in Cabot, Arkansas, Lodo County, down near Little Rock, Conway, that area of the state. Lady Bombers find themselves up 27-12 as we're ready to start fourth quarter. We will be Lady Bomber basketball as Kate Gilbert drives over to the scorer's table where she'll throw it in. The winner of this game will take on the hosting Cabot Lady Panthers, already winning their first two-round game earlier in the week. Starting to look to the right, that game will be at 4 o'clock. Clock here is Gilbert, 15-footer, won't go. Foreman got a mitt on it, but lost the handle. And St. Mary pushing the head. This is Carini. They skip it over to Orpah. Orpah's going to play on the deck. Oh, good, it's Steve. She kicks it out to Wilcox. Missed the jumper. Gilbert the rebound. Gilbert pushing it ahead. Gets into the teeth of the defense. Back to Payne. Trying to battle this zone. Gilbert in the corner. Now back to Payne. Skips it to Jackson. Jackson wants a deep three. Rattled around. That shot was wide open. That one is probably going to get something better. Get that a little later. As Mount St. Mary's has it now. 7 minutes left in the ball game. Lady Bombers up 15. Tough scoring the Bells 15-6 in that previous quarter. As we'll give it a Carini now. To the right side, Smith. As we have a whistle and a foul. Seems to be on Leah Jackson. This is the third foul. Smith will throw in. Looking as we have a whistle, and the official blew it dead as Leah Jackson reached across the sideline, defending the inbound. .648 left in the ball game, ladies, up 15. Jackson guarding the inbound. Smith to throw in. She gives it to Alcock. Alcock's going to go to work. Got it by Foreman. She's got by two Lady Bombers. Out of contact. Off the window. Bucket good. As Anna Grace Foreman is going to get tacked with the foul. They'll be careful in the ultimate. Off the hoop and the harm. First free throw. The and one is no good. And Grace comes up with the rebound. Head to Martin. Martin across the timeline, hit by two Bells. Off center between the circles. That's a dribble to the right. Martin still has it. There's a whistle and a foul. I believe you're going to get Hagen Smith with it. We'll get Hagen Smith with the foul. Lady Bombers will get it back. 90 seconds into this fourth quarter. Payne has it up top. Over to Gilbert, back to Payne. Payne, trying to skip it to Jackson, got the pass fake. Goes it to Gilbert, Gilbert steps on the back, along the right baseline, kicks it out. Emma Martin, corner three, off the right side of the rim. Leah Jackson, the rebound, ran into Foreman as they slide off the ball. And St. Mary's ahead as they give it to Carini. They try to feed it inside, shot off the window, wouldn't go. As a mad scramble, Martin comes over the ball, pushing ahead with a left hand as there's a whistle and a foul. Every foul from here on out for both sides will lead to the bonus. 6 minutes left in the ballgame. Martin has it now. She's met by a double team. Gives it a pain. Don't think it was meant for pain, but it got to her. As they get a corner, in the corner, Foreman from the floor gets it to Gilbert. And Gilbert lays it in off the window. First points of the fourth quarter. Lady Bombers leading 29-14. 16-point lead for the Lady Bombers. Gilbert pounding Holtoff. As we had a whistle on the second play. Great defense with Kate Gilbert on Caitlin Perini. Perini not able to escape the clamps of Kate Gilbert.
And Lady Bombers get it back.
Full court pressure again by Mount St. Mary. Gilbert pushing ahead to her left. Back to her right. Ball is centered now. Finally across the timeline, they get bounced past to Martin. Back to Kate Gilbert. Gilbert's just going to hold it. Gives it to Martin. Martin in the corner. Pass fake. Gives it to Jackson up top. To Payne on the left wing. Gives it to Gilbert. Gilbert skip pass to Jackson, the opposite wing. Leah's going to drive into the paint. She's fouled but by a whistle. Didn't shoot it. So it'll be underneath. To be Billy Aldwood. Well, it's going to send Leah Jackson to the free throw line. The Lady Bombers now in the bonus. As the first free throw is good, she gets the second one. Jackson, a couple of bounces on the floor. Second free throw on the way, good. Missed it. 15 Lady Bombers leading as Allie Martin and Andy Northcross win the ballgame. Andy Northcross, the sophomore there, Allie Martin, the sister to Anna Martin, also in. Andy Northcross with a birthday coming up tomorrow. And the Big 16, we should finally get that driver's license. As this is Smith driving in the teeth of the defense. Althoff puts on the floor with Northcross on her, gets the ball off the window. Good defense by Northcross. Better offense by Althoff, and she gets the bucket to go. 13-16 our score. Lady Bombers up by 15, 8-4. Gilbert with it now. On the left wing, gives it out to Martin. Martin's going to hold it. She's got the free throw, or excuse me, the volleyball. Over to Gilbert now on the left wing. To Payne in the corner. Payne back to Gilbert. Over to Payne again in the corner. He's going to back it out. Now she's on the wing. Back to Gilbert between the circles. Goes to her left. Driving in the teeth of the defense. Lock. Contact. There's a whistle and a foul. It's on Katie Wilcox. As they will send Kate Gilbert a free throw. I don't believe she was shooting, but either way, she's in the bonus. As we'll have a whistle on the timeout. Kate Gilbert will come back and shoot the 1-1. 4:07 left in the ballgame. Lady Bombers in control, up 15. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
At Knox Orthopedics, they put you first. They know when injury occurs, pain won't wait on an appointment. That's why their three highly qualified physicians, Drs. Knox, Rawls, and McConnell, make it their priority to see you as soon as possible. You'll find the best of orthopedic care from doctors who care about getting you well. See them at 3 Medical Plaza, Mountain Home, or during clinic hours in Harrison and West Plains. We can fix that. Check them out, knoxorthopedics.com.
Hi, I'm Jack with RVS Bank. My goal today? Land a sick trick on this bike. I'm okay. Maybe I should have let an expert help me accomplish my goal. And for your financial goals, RVS is the expert. Free Blue Checking is a free account that lets you soar with no monthly fees holding you down. So apply today. When it comes to your finances, trust the experts. Trust RVS. Watch me attempt more goals at rvs.com/experts.
Back here in Cabot, Arkansas, Lady Bombers in control. They are up 15. Kate Gilbert has one free throw at least to shoot. They're in the 1-1. You know, this game, as we'll find out in about 4 minutes, we'll take on the Cabot Lady Panthers as the free throw by Gilbert on the way good. As she'll get the second one. 32-16 as second free throw by Gilbert, also good, working quickly. Hit them both, 4-4 from the free throw line. Lady Bombers, 8-8 from the free throw line on the evening. That's good for you math majors at home. That's 100% from the line. As ball tried to get inside the Aldwood, as Payne was pushing ahead, didn't know there were two defenders on her.
as she lost the handle, and Mount St. Mary's will walk it back up. Perini now to the right side. Wilcox back to Perini. Lady Bombers playing a zone now. That three-pointer on the way by Smith, rattled around, wouldn't go. Wilcox getting a miss on it, lost it. Back to Alcock. Hits it back up. Shot rattled home. Catherine Alcock hits the layup. And Lady Bombers lead 33-18. Payne on the right wing now. Gilbert to the right. And now along the right baseline. Look for the Abby Martin. Back to Gilbert. Gilbert on for three. Hit the front of the rim. Won't go. Northcross almost got it. Franks will lock it up. Franks to Torini. Torini goes to the left. Back up top. Pass almost stolen. As it's Haven Klinger starts into the ballgame. That's why the whistle and a foul. Klinger almost got the steal. We're going to whistle Amy Norcross on the foul. Not exactly the best early birthday present. Yep, someone else up. We're going to give it to her. As it's going to be Millie Allgood, the free throw line. First free throw is missed. Allgood spins the ball, takes a couple dribbles. Now she'll put it up. Second free throw, good. There's 1-2 at the free throw line. St. Mary, 3-5 from the line, good for 60% on the evening. Gilbert, now back to the right. On a contact and a whistle. Now that's going to be called against Allgood. Doesn't think she fouled her. Barking at the official. As it sends Kate Gilbert to the line. Abigail Hodges ready to check in for Lady Bombers as Dell Leonard slowly starting to empty his bench. Gilbert's free throw is good. Now she'll get the second one. 34-19, our score, 2:47 remaining. Gilbert's second free throw, good. Hodges will get Kate Gilbert out of the ballgame. And Bill Leonard fully emptied his bench. It's over to Smith. Smith picks up a dribble, tipped away by Payne. Now St. Mary got it back. Norcross comes up with it. Norcross going to push it ahead. Over to Klinger. Klinger pulls back her dribble. Gets inside Martin now. Back to Klinger. 2:22 left in the ballgame. Lady Bombers cruising, 35-19. It's got the Payne, almost like stolen. Payne's going to pull off 15-footer off the right side of the rim. Norcross the rebound. Norcross gives it back to Abby Martin. Abby Martin shot all the way. Wouldn't go. Now St. Mary the rebound. Wilcox with it now. Wilcox, Althoff now. Back to Wilcox. Smith. Drives into the paint, got away with an extra step. Back to Wilcox. Wilcox met by two Lady Bombers. As it's over to Alcock. Alcock getting inside, kicks it back out. 3 points off the way. Missed it wide right by about 5 feet. That was by Torini as the offensive rebound goes to Mount St. Mary. Euro step by Smith. Wouldn't go as Payne comes up with it. 90 seconds left of the ballgame. Payne working to pull it out. Looks like she was about to step into a three, but the defender finally got there. Payne's going to back it out. Lady Bombers in no rush to get a shot off as Reagan Hasselwander and looks like Alyssa Sisk are ready to check in. Payne working back to her right. Back to her left. Gets the screen from Norcross and breaks the screen. Goes back to her right. Gets the screen anyway as we have a whistle. And not exactly sure what the official called, but he called it for carry. As Emily Payne will go to the ball game. And Reagan Hasselwander and Alyssa Sisk will come in. St. Mary's will empty their bench. Lady Bombers got a minute away to moving to the finals of the Cabot Crew Holiday Invitational. As if the score holds, Lady Bombers will take on the Cabot Lady Panthers tomorrow afternoon at 4 p.m. This is Smith now. Smith back up top to Cox. Cox over to Todd. Todd picks it out back to Smith. 45 seconds ago. Smith got it by Smith. Pounding defense. Great defense by Smith. Clinger comes up with a steal off the window, gets it to go. Haven Clinger in the ballgame gets the layup. And you know, the Whistler Bellows is going to take a timeout, but it just gets substitution in as Abigail Hodges will get Abby Martin out of the ballgame. 37-19 our score. Fox running down to 30 seconds in the ballgame. Mount St. Mary's is rocking it up. As this is Cox now. The score by Abigail Hodges pushing ahead. Left hand layup off the window. Good. Abigail Hodges into the game, and the Lady Bombers can see it now. Down to 12. Down to 10. Down to 8 seconds as the ball is lost out of bounds. Mount St. Mary's will keep it. 7.5 seconds remaining. Leonard telling his team not to foul. Cox will throw in. Cox gets it to Smith. Smith thinking about a three. Still thinking. Down to 3 seconds. Down to 2. And the Mountain Home Lady Bombers will take on the Tampa Lady Panthers tomorrow afternoon. The main lead down to 3. Up to 3. We'll take a short little break, check the stats, get you ready for the boys' game here a little bit. Tip off set to go at 8:30, about 15 minutes from now. We'll take a short little break, bring you back. We're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and 4 generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.